It's one of the more unusual town names in the nation, and it has an equally interesting history to boot. We venture to a place named Cleellum on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
It's one of the more unusual town names in the nation. Cleellum, Washington.
It comes from the Yakima Indian Nation. They have a river here called Cleellum, and it means swift water.
Lynn Derrick says coal was found in the area, and the timber was abundant, a great place to set up lumbering. The railroad arrived in 1884, but for many years, this town was a lonely outpost in the Cascade Mountains, about 75 miles east of Seattle.
It was pretty isolated. All there was going across the mountain was an Indian trail. It was a well-used Indian trail, but that means by foot type of thing.
That Indian path eventually became a primitive road, but today it is the route of Interstate 90. But in those early days, it took a lot of men from around the globe to mine the coal.
The miners that came here were a lot of Eastern Europeans, so Italians, Slovakians, Croatians. Those were probably the largest ethnic groups. There were 26 different ethnicities at one time in this area.
Many of those nationalities are still found in this small town, a fact you can see in the nearby cemetery in the town of Roslyn.
The Roslyn Cemetery has 24 different ethnic cemeteries within it, so you would belong to a lodge if you were like Croatian, and everyone paid their dues into the lodge, and then those dues were used to pay for your burial.
The mix of miners, loggers, and railroad men made for a wild western town high in the mountains. Things have calmed down a bit over the last century, but you can still see much of the early days if you take a close look at this place. Traveling the Countryside in Cleellum, Washington, I'm Andrew McCrae.